Hi, and welcome to the Horizon Church podcast. Horizon Church is a Christ-centered, word-based, and spirit-led church. We are so happy to bring this week's message to you, and on behalf of our pastors, Brad and Ali Bonhomme, and the Horizon Church team, we pray it's a blessing to you.
If you have your Bibles this morning, turn with me to the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6. We're going to read one of the great few verses in the Word of God, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. If you don't have your Bibles, the verses are available on the screen for you this morning. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, when you've got it. If I can have a good amen this morning. We are word people at Horizon Church. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 says, "Be anxious for nothing." Wow, what a challenge. "But in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Who has a request this morning from God? Verse 7 says, "And the result of doing these three things." And it says in verse 7, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." I'm also going to read to you quickly Job chapter 7, verse 4. You can have a look at this verse on the screen. It says, "When I lie down, I say, when shall I arise?" He's gone to bed. He's having a sleepless night. "And the night be gone. And I am full of sleeplessness to the dawning of the day." Who can relate to Job every now and again? Many of us have endured the pain of a sleepless night. A couple of days ago, Alison kind of walked out the bedroom and look, it's probably not it's how men communicate, not very nice. And I said, "Gee, you look really tired this morning." Well, so firstly, I got in trouble. The second thing is, she says, "Do you want me to tell you why?" I said, "Why is that?" She said, "Well, have a listen to this." So in the middle of the night, Pastor Brad decided to snore the house down. And she says, "I recorded you. So if you're wondering why I look tired, is because I recorded you snoring." And so she presses the play button, and there was a freight train going through the Bonhomme household. We can all experience a sleepless night, go through worry because of an unforeseen circumstance, perhaps a loss in your family. We can go through a worrying time because of a struggle in a relationship, maybe a loss of finances, pressure at work, and we find ourselves at times succumbing to the weight of worry. For some people this morning, worry is an occasional visitor. For others, it's a constant companion. Worry is so powerful that it can wreak havoc in your body. It has the power to give a person headaches. It's the power to cause an upset stomach ulcers, even back pain. Worry is absolutely a thief of joy. The Greek word translated anxious in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, "be anxious for nothing," literally means to be pulled in different directions. And how many of you know when you are worrying, you are pulled to hope, and then you are pulled towards negativity? Ultimately, when you succumb to worry, you are pulled apart. The old English root from where we get our word worry from means to strangle. Strangling essentially is to choke life. And the more we succumb to worry, the more it will choke out the life of God in us. If you are someone who is prone to worry, God has an agent. He has an antidote, a remedy, a solution for worry. And this solution, it has the power to counteract and to relieve you of your symptoms. The Bible calls it peace. Again, the verse, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, "be anxious." As believers, it's a promise from God that we do not need to be anxious about anything. It says, "be anxious for nothing." Not even the little things. In God's hands, we don't need to be anxious for anything. Paul gives us the solution, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. We're going to have a look at these three antidotes this morning. Worry is killing our society. Worry is hurting believers. Worry is causing people to have sleepless nights. And we need to deal with the spirit of worry this morning, because worry is not meant to be a part of the life of a believer. We have antidotes this morning in the Word of God to combat and confront this thing so that it no longer has a stranglehold on your life. The first antidote, the Apostle Paul says that we are to pray. Worry is a conversation that you have with yourself. How many of you know that to be true? You think, you meditate, you listen to talkback radio in the car, then maybe switch to an FM station. We worry, we think, we lie in bed at nighttime, thinking, and more thinking. Wake up at 1 a.m., fall back to sleep for a little while, wake up at 3 a.m., find you can't go back to sleep because you are having a conversation with yourself. Worry is a conversation that you have with yourself about the things you cannot change. Worry will not change circumstances. Prayer, however, is a conversation that you have with God about the things He can change. God can change circumstances when we pray. Prayer is so powerful that when Jesus wanted to acknowledge what His house, what His church would be like, He said, "My house shall be called a house of prayer." There's many things He could have called His house. There's many amazing things He could have said about His house. But the one thing Jesus said that His house would be known for is that His house, the people of God, we would be known as a people of prayer. Prayer changes things. Prayer moves things. Prayer shifts things. Prayer has the ability to take someone who's running away from God, arrest their attention, capture them, pull them into the purposes of God. Prayer has the power to drive back forces of darkness. Prayer has the power to release heaven's resources over your life. Prayer has the power to move things that are not in your advantage and shift them to your advantage. Prayer has the power to turn the heart of a child where their bent craves the purposes of God. Prayer can move circumstances, shift cities, shift nations, shift towns, shift communities. My house shall be called a house of prayer. When I pray, prayer connects me with the fact that I am in relationship with God. And that is why prayer has been listed as an antidote for worry. Because it makes a statement, God, you're in control. I'm in relationship with you. And when Jesus taught His disciples how to pray, He said to them, this is how you start. Our Father. He's our Heavenly Father. He knows your need. Come on, children of God. He knows what you're going through. He knows your pain. He knows your suffering. He knows your worries. He knows your anxiety. And when we pray, we are saying, our Heavenly Father. And we are reminded that we are under His fatherly care. He cares for you this morning. He cares about your pain. He cares about your suffering. He cares about your workplace. He cares about the people who are giving you the heebie-jeebies, even. He cares about the things that are keeping you awake at night. Why? Because He is your Heavenly Father. And when we pray, there's a supernatural transaction that takes place. And there's a great exchange that happens. My weakness for His strength. My problems for his solutions. My burden for his peace. When we pray. I had a stress out the other day and I came to the roundabout and I saw a grandmother with, assume, a granddaughter and walking her to school. It was busy at the roundabout. And I'm watching this lady. I was like the fifth car back, you know, it takes forever. And sometimes in the mornings around school time to get through roundabouts, who knows what I'm talking about. And I'm like, this lady's never getting through. She can't run with the child. And it doesn't appear as though anybody's going to stop to let her through. So I thought, when it gets to my turn, I will stop and we'll allow the lady to go through. Came to my turn and just, you know, indicate, hey, go on, walk on through. And the guy behind me, he was not of God. And he beeped his horn. But it wasn't one of those beeps where you go, doot, doot. He was like, and he held it and held it and held it until this lady and her little granddaughter crossed the road. Now, I was ready for action. I was like, let's get it on. I was so mad. Because, like, how can you treat people like that, you know? And the blood starts to, like, rundi, shundi, tie my bow tie. I thought I bought a Honda, but I bought a Mitsubishi, you know? And I was feeling it. And then I just thought, so I'm stressed. I'm like, I don't want to start my day like this. So I'm like, all right, peace, put the worship on. And then I'm like, nah, let's deal with it. No, you gotta pray. And as I begin to pray, something that should have hurt my day, something that should have got me stewing, why would I allow an external circumstance, somebody who loves his horn, to influence my day? I won't allow an external circumstance to influence what's good. You cannot rob me of my peace. And I, as I began to pray, I found myself praying for him. And I said, Lord, whatever stresses he has, help him today. I don't know what he's going through. I don't know his circumstance. But you can touch his heart today, Holy Spirit. And that whole circumstance was overlaid with the peace of God when I began to pray. The Apostle Paul says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Some of your translations will say petitions. Supplication emphasizes the request for an answer, watch this, to a specific need. Now, when my kids were small, they don't do this anymore. Tori's 17, Wade's 14. You know, when your kids are small, those of you who are grandparents, and they get the most minute cut on their finger. And it's like, you know, and it's just on, you know, it happens. And it's easy as a father to dismiss it. It's nothing. But those of you who are tender, compassionate, you kiss it, you know, you get the Band-Aid, you pray over it. You know, Allison, she's like, kiss, with a band, laugh. I'm like, this will make you tougher. And there's compassion from a mother's heart, from a father's heart. Why? Because if it bothers, stay with me, if it bothers my child, it bothers me. You know, God's bothered by the things that you go through because he's your father. He cares for you. Cares about the things that you that are keeping you up at night. It may seem little. Devil wants you to think, only ever bring the big things to God. Bring the real biggies. But that one that kept you up between midnight and 2 a.m., God's not interested in that. He's your father. If it bothers you, it's bothering him. If it's keeping you awake, it's keeping him awake. He's watching over you. His heart is reaching out to you, asking you to come into his presence so that you can bring those concerns, those specific petitions to him. I want you to write this down. There is nothing too great for God's power nothing too small for his fatherly care. Come on, let's say that again, children of God. There is nothing too great for God's power and nothing too small for his fatherly care. He cares about you. He cares about your worries, cares about your children more than you will ever care. He cares about what you're going through. He cares about your business, cares about your workplace, cares about your health, cares about your anxiety, cares about your fears. He cares about you this morning. It's the Father's heart saying, bring those petitions to me. And unless you have a specific or a revelation that the little things actually matter to God, you'll never understand his fatherly care. He will always be God to you. He will never be a father. When was the last time you were specific with God? When was the last time you spoke to God about your car? When was the last time you spoke to God about your toaster? Or the pots in your cupboard? Or your ironing board? When was the last time you spoke to God about your workplace? When was the last time you spoke to God about, you know, some funky people who like to be nice in your workplace? When was the last time you spoke to God about that issue that you've had in your health that you've lived with for the last 20 years? When was the last time you spoke to God about your children, your grandchildren? When was the last time you spoke to God about your eyesight? When was the last time you spoke to God about your lower back pain? When was the last time you spoke to God about your loneliness? When was the last time you spoke to God about the neck pain that keeps going? That's a word for someone. The neck pain that keeps coming. It keeps giving you headaches. And the devil says you have to learn to live with migraines. No, you don't. His fatherly care is reaching out to you today. And he's saying, bring the worries, bring the anxieties, bring it to your heavenly Father. We're going to do that right now. Come on, let's all stand up on our feet. We're going to pray. Bring. I want you to think of a few little things right now that don't seem important, but to God it matters. Come on, let's lift our hands. Begin to pray, church. We pray this morning, Jesus. Come on, lift your voices, church. Begin to pray. My house shall be called a house of prayer. What are the things that are bothering you right now? What are the things, your job, whatever it may be, bring it to your heavenly Father. We pray, we pray, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, pray over your finances, pray over your health, pray over your marriage, pray, we pray, we pray. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. You can grab your seat. Apostle Paul says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, watch this, with thanksgiving. Antidote number three, with thanksgiving. Apostle Paul says, let your requests be made known to God. Thanksgiving must be the universal accompaniment. Is that how I say it? No, accompaniment, correct, of prayer. Thanksgiving has great power. Thanksgiving is so powerful that it can alter the direction of your life. Thanksgiving is so powerful that it has the ability to break strongholds. Thanksgiving can strengthen your marriage. Thanksgiving will guard you from delusion. Thanksgiving will produce a posture of humility. It'll protect us from taking things for granted. Thanksgiving will guard you from entitlement. It'll produce a cohesive and enjoyable work environment. Thanksgiving, watch this, can cure irritability, can lighten your load. And stay with me, thanksgiving is so powerful that it can cure discouragement. Amen. Jeremy, if you could come, please, that'd be great. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, in everything, give thanks. The word of God is clear. The scriptures are clear. Thanksgiving is so powerful that the word of God says, in everything. Not because of everything. Come on, there's a difference. In everything. No matter what I'm going through, no matter what the stage of my life, in everything, give thanks. It'll shift you. It'll move you. It'll take you from one location of destiny to another because of thanksgiving. Don't you love hanging around thankful people? Watch this. Thankful people just seem to have joy. They're like just cool to hang out with. You go for coffee, the line's super long. You're like, man, this is taking forever. And they're like, oh, so good that we get to have a coffee. They just have joy. They're happy chappies. They're like the happy clappy Pentecostals. They have joy in everything. Give thanks. Watch this. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen. Psalm 34 verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Come on, all the worshipers this morning. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Come on, are there any habitual praises this morning? Love just to praise. Thank God. Amazing. Jesus is awesome. He's incredible. We love him. He's amazing. Just the praise of God continually in our mouths. What a great habit to have in life, to be a praiser. You don't need to sing like Pastor Karen. You just got to be a praiser. Come on, God hears your praise this morning. He hears your thanksgiving. The Bible says God inhabits the praises of his people. We remember how good he is. Remember the amazing things he's done in our lives. We can praise by giving thanks and then remembering. How cool is that? You don't have to remember to give thanks. You can give thanks and then remember. Isn't that awesome? That's like the best thing you've heard all morning. You do not need to remember to give thanks. You give thanks and then you can remember. God is good. Amen. Either way works. Prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. And the result is Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Watch this. It says, and the peace of God. Who's thankful for shalom peace this morning? Healthy mind, healthy hearts, healthy emotions, healthy physical being, healthy shalom peace. And the peace of God. This is not ordinary peace. This is not the kind of peace where it's like, hey, peace. This is supernatural peace. And the peace of God, which transcends, which surpasses all understanding, will, watch this, guard your heart and minds in Christ Jesus. Human thought says, you should be fretful about this. You should be fearful. You should have a sleepless night over this circumstance. You should be agitated. But God promises that his supernatural and incomprehensible peace will envelope your heart and your mind of the one praying, bringing petitions with thanksgiving. And when this happens, worry will dissipate. The Apostle Paul says it will guard your heart. It'll guard your emotions. It'll guard your mind. It'll guard your thought life. Watch this. The Greek word for the word guard that's used there is in fact a military term. And in fact, it describes a garrison. A garrison was a group of Roman soldiers which would consist of anywhere between 300 to 1,000 soldiers. The peace of God is like having a whole bunch of soldiers around you saying, you're not allowed to come in. You're not allowed to come in. When we pray, we bring petition with thanksgiving, and the peace of God will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Amen. Come on, he's seen your sleepless nights. He knows what I'm speaking to some people today. He knows what you're going through. Fallon, the team, you can come. He knows how they've been treating you at work. Hopefully not here at Horizon Church, but somewhere else. He knows the unrelenting pressure that you've been under. I feel the Holy Spirit saying that some of you are feeling discouraged because you've worked so hard for so many years without people saying thanks. The word of God to you today is, He's your rewarder. You can have the praise of men, or you can have the applause of heaven. I know which one I'd choose. He knows the unrelenting pressure that you've been under. He knows what's going on with your finances. He knows about your desire for children. He also knows your fears. People really knew the fears, things that be like, wow, you have those kinds of fears? Good news is today, the Good Shepherd knows, and He's walking you through, not to, through the valley of the shadow of death. Worry has no power in this place. It has no stronghold. It's not the portion of a believer. It's not meant for a believer. It's inconsistent, incongruent. It's like having curry with tomato sauce. Amen. Who would do that? It doesn't work, people. Worry is not for you. God's promise for you is peace. Supernatural peace for the people of God. Can we just stand up just for a moment? Can we receive His peace? Oh, there you go. Who can feel the peace of God? It's like having a bath with Epsom salts and the peace of God. Come on, let the peace. There it is. It's an anointing. It's an anointing. This is not natural. Come on, this is supernatural. Even in those of you at home, this is supernatural peace. Supernatural peace over your children. I declare that your children will sleep through the night. Peace in their bedrooms. Peace in your home. There's a lot of noise in some of our homes. And I declare peace. Some of you are getting up 20 times a night, thinking, worrying. Your kids are getting up every 30 minutes. I take authority over that. And I speak peace. You know, we remember when Tori was younger, and Tori had energy when she was a child, man. I was our firstborn. We legitimately thought we are bad parents. We were doing like everything, following the, like Allison is one of the most incredible readers I know. We're learning, we're studying. And Tori was, when she cries, the whole neighborhood had to know. And when I was like, man, if I ever was a torturer, not that I would be, sleep deprivation, man, over a sustained period of time is not good. So I have a dream, and I had this, because I'm like, what is going on? Help me, Lord. And I have a dream that Tori's crying. It's when she's, you know, about a year, 2 years of age. I walk into the bedroom. I put my South African anointing on. I'm like, what's going on? You know, this is all happening in my dream. But behind the door was a dark figure. And the Holy Spirit speaks to me and He says, this is not natural. You're dealing with spiritual. I take authority over sleepless nights. I break it in Jesus' name. Peace is yours. Supernatural peace belongs. Come on, things are breaking right now. Supernatural peace belongs to the people of God. Can we just receive His peace this morning? Thank you, Jesus, for your peace. He is our peace. Shalom, peace. We receive, Jesus, our peace today. Worry is broken. Spirit of worry is defeated. It's under our feet. Yeah, there you go. You just step on that worry right now. It's under, boom, it's under our feet. You are above and not beneath. You are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. His victory is your victory. We are seated in heavenly places this morning with authority in Jesus' name.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. For more info about Horizon Church, please visit our website at hz.church. Have a fantastic day, and we hope to see you again soon.